Greetings, welcome. Thank you very much for coming to our Wednesday evening service. Tonight we are going to explore together in the depths of the innermost heart. We're going to explore how the realm of feelings reaches into the innermost of depth of divine source, as well as the outermost of the field. So we're going to have an opening prayer by Cease, and then a special treat of a panel of speakers that I'll introduce. Those speakers will be Phyllis, Dorian, Rachel, and Kimberly. So as we are centering now, fully entering the space together, I welcome Cease to sanctify this moment in an opening prayer. Welcome, Cease.
Thank you, Warren. Feel like you already did that. Let's go ahead and just come together in consciousness in this moment. Breathing into this wide open space that is filled with that spirit of life, that reality that is the only thing that truly exists. This realm of the invisible is pure love and light. It knows only perfection and beauty. And as we breathe in this moment, connecting with this reality, I simply know for all of us that we are that individualized, manifested sparks of the divine here in this moment to share in love, in the glory of it all, in the reality that is here and now present, felt, flowing between us and out into the world. Grateful that it is true and it is so. Amen.
Amen. So I'd like to begin by reading a brief quote. This is from this week's Pulse of Spirit, entitled Evolving the Morphic Field. We see what the game is for ourselves personally. And so we take the courageous act of exposing our innermost heart to the master drummer, to the highest love that beats in our heart. We invite the highest love, who is the rightful owner of our heart, to own this heart and beat in this heart. I'll just say that one more time. We invite the highest love, who is the rightful owner of our heart, to own this heart and beat this heart. And in that act, we are liberated. That drumbeat is moving through us powerfully, movingly. It gives life. We are set free because that pulsation contains within it the vibration that guides our life, that shapes and forms our life. It's the basis of our navigation of all things. It tells us who we are, where we are going, and what must be for us. This is such a beautiful quote. Thank you, David. The act of exposing the heart to divine source and resonating with that source. What greater joy is there to do that and to do it together? So we have some speakers that are going to expand on this in their own ways. And we will enter into that space together. So I invite Phyllis to now join us and to offer your heart.
Thank you, Oren, for that beautiful introduction, David's words. And it is, it's an honor to share a few words with everyone, and a pleasure, and to just participate in this increase in the wonderful substance that adds to the larger field that we're responsible for. So it's truly a privilege to be participating in the truth of the matter, that why we are here. I'm not sure if good is the right word, but that's what I'm going to use. Good to become aware and harmonize with a true purpose for which I came, to be awake to that. How liberating that is, and what a gift we've been given to express the highest love in our living. I'm so thankful to David for providing the vision through the Pulse of Spirit week by week. I'm finding as time moves on, what is truly required of me and my role is to be an open channel for that love, to allow there to be clarity and to continually re-examine in that spirit of love. We all came uniquely to bring our own unique gifts of love and truth through which we can bring creation into manifestation uniquely to us. What an amazing way to use my capacities, to be aware that that is a privilege for us to know how to use them. To use them as the drum, to know more deeply the reason that I was created, not to just live a humdrum life. To be the instrument to allow and invite reverberation of the master drummer. And it does take some conscious work, not just kind of blindly moving from one day to the next, but that I'm here for this reason. What an amazing way to use my capacities as the drum to know more deeply the reason that I was created, to be that instrument, the drum, to allow and invite the reverberation of the master drummer, to be more intently and purposely, to be a clear channel, to clearly allow this blessing to be expressed through me. And we each have our own unique blessing that only as we express it, is it allowed to be present. And as we bring that tone, it adds to the amazing building of the morphic field. And it takes all of us with our own uniqueness of love to allow that morphic field to expand. It requires my own openness of heart to touch into the master drummer and express the highest love in each moment and to cultivate that, even in moments where we're not sure, just to bring that forth, to be conscious. That's what I appreciate about this process and the emphasis on being conscious. It isn't kind of just turning something on, but it's being conscious in each moment what's required. It's a deep pleasure to wake up to this and to let that increasing awareness grow in our life so that we may take pleasure in it and offer pleasure to our world, the clarity and the beauty of what life is all about. Thank you. And I pass it on. Dorian, I invite you to come and follow.
Thank you so much, Boss, and quite beautiful what you offered, and your emphasis on the highest love. I'm remembering something that David emphasized in the service on Sunday, that there really are only two, two directions. We sometimes think of this as up and down, but considering it in terms of what you're calling the highest love. And the what I guess it was Sheldrake called the morphic field. Those are the two. If the three, I don't hear a drum beat. I'm not sure, maybe others do. But I do know that when I am in touch with the morphic field, which extends however far it extends, maybe to the outer regions of the universe, but at least right next to me are the people who happen to be right next to me. And I find that when I'm with other people in that field, what needs to be said, what can be said, magically appears in the moment. I had an experience of this the other evening. We had on Monday evening a creative field call, and found myself listening to very new things from others. And when it was my turn to speak, expressing something that I hadn't thought of expressing before. It was just there and had to be said. In this case, it was well understood by others in the group. And I found that I could understand what was being said by them. I listened hard enough. Sometimes that isn't the case. One listens very hard and can't understand and expresses something comes rushing through from spirit that one has to say. And one may feel that, well, maybe those present are not going to understand, but one says it anyway. And magically, at times, one finds the ones right next to one do understand. And then it is carried forth in a beautiful way. If they don't, if there's puzzled looks, as Yolanda often found, puzzled looks in front of him. And he had the ability and desire to be understood, so we would go ahead and try to find ways to communicate. I find that is necessary sometimes. Speaking into the morphic field, one has something coming through that just has to be said. And if it is couched in a way that they don't understand, well, then one has to find other ways of couching it. And maybe at that moment, one never does express in a way that is clear to others. And that's fine. Maybe one writes it down later or just thinks about it. And maybe somebody in the next century will come up with the same idea and wonder who said that to them. You never know where it's going to in the morphic field. But we do know where it's coming from. The spirit of highest love, as you were saying, Phyllis. That's my very, very simple word for this evening, and I would love to pass it on to, I believe it's Rachel who's next.
Thanks so much, Dorian. I'm very grateful for your care and wisdom that you brought into the space. And for this evening, I would love to share with you some of my thoughts on the freedom to feel. And I'm wondering how many of us out there are willing to give ourselves even permission to look at the things that we should or shouldn't be feeling, or think that we should or shouldn't be feeling them in the first place, right? We have so many ways of shrouding our willingness to perceive what is even ours to hold, that many times in, I think many lifetimes, I know I've been a part of this, it so much gets left undone because of our lack of willingness to explore the depths of the sacred space of the innermost high. And what I've learned is that if I am to give myself the freedom to feel, then I am giving myself the permission to feel all of me and give myself the blessing and privilege to know all of me and to love all of me. That makes me so available for what it is that I can see as an opportunity to bring the power to touch into the world. I'm thinking of this beautiful song, like Joyce popped up, and I was thinking of this song earlier today, and I have to say it now because now you're here. And it's the song, The Power to Touch, The Power to Feel song. And if you want to have the power to touch in the world and make an impact in the world, you have to be willing to feel all of it and really feel all of it without any reservations, because I believe that then and only then I have the ability to go through the eye of the needle of whatever that is that I'm feeling that could be a barrier in some way that is keeping me from the other side of the stratosphere, if you will. And I was thinking about Star Trek. And when they go warp speed, and the ship's here, and it goes through the line, and then it's like off into this other space. And that's kind of what it feels like to feel all of your emotions when you set time aside to actually let yourself feel your entire capacities and let them transform and rearrange your entire being so that when you pop out on the other side, you have a whole new level of space and perspective and reality actually to work with. And it's also really important to set the time aside to have this experience. You don't just like do it in inopportune times, but to allow yourself the sanctified space to really let yourself go to the place of the innermost high where nothing gets left undone. And to me, that's taking the courage and the courageous act of exposing our innermost heart, letting it be open freely and letting the beat of the master drummer pulsate through us. Because in that, I know full liberation is abound. In that, I know a life of living fully activated and giving all of the gift of our essence into this experience and gift of life is available. And in that, I put all my attention into so that, I don't know about you, but I really love the feeling of being in this body and feeling all the ways in which this body can be alive. And if I negate any part of it, or if I make any part of it a negative or a place that needs to be sterilized or put aside and swept under the rug, then I'm denying the full spectrum. If I deny any of it, I'm denying all of it. And that's not any level of my interest at all. And so in that, I invite, one, the freedom to feel, because we all kind of need to be shaken up a little bit and feel what it feels like to have like the dew of life just like on us all the time, if that makes sense, right? When you're alive and you feel it, like there's this like, this dewiness that we have. I think Jane calls it juiciness. Right? I'll call it dewiness for the sake. And also, I also invite Kimberly to share in her expression and her dewiness and her juiciness and her and your awesomeness.
Thank you, Rachel. I appreciate that. Oh, gosh. I really resonated with what you said. A lot of what you said is what I wanted to say. And you put it so beautifully. I really appreciate that. Oh, gosh. The master drummer. I can just touch my chest and feel that beat, that drumming, that safety, that security. And when I feel the drum in me, I also see it and feel it in you. And I see God in you, because that is our master drummer. And it is a part of each and every one of us. Jane and I were speaking last night and talked about some of the things that had happened in my life probably about 12, 13 years ago. And I went through a real dark night of the soul. And during that time, I went through a lot of desperation, a lot of changes. I don't know. I'm sure some of you have gone through it where no longer does your identity fit who you are or who you used to be. You're closed down. You're afraid. You're scared. You're depressed. Just all these things are building up on you. And when you're in that place, it can take a long time to process through the dark night of the soul. But the master drummer is always there, thump, 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 always there with you. And in that time, you can feel very desperate and feel like he's not there with you. And I know that he was. I know Spirit was with me. And I'm really grateful for that time because it has opened me up. It's allowed me more compassion, more empathy, being able to see again God in you and Spirit in you, as well as in myself, and having that peace that passes understanding is really truly a miracle. And I'm a different person. I am not the person I thought I was. I'm not that business person. I'm not that. All the things on the outside that I had and that I created and everything that I wanted, and it was all ripped away, all of it. So I was left just naked, nothing left of what I thought I was. So it's a start over. It's a new beginning. And I'm so grateful for that time in my life. And I hope that each and every one of you go through it. It's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing, but that's where your purity comes from and your godliness. That's where it comes from, because you're vulnerable at that point. And there's nothing that's going to take that away but Spirit. So that's what I have to share this evening. Thank you all so much. And I'd like to turn it over to Oren.
Wow. Thank you so much, Kim. Thank you for opening up your heart to us and sharing those moments, Rachel, Dorian, and Phyllis. What you guys brought was really powerful and really moving and really life-changing in so many ways. I can really feel the level of intensity of vulnerability in my heart at this moment. And I'm experiencing that in that permission to feel all of what this moment is in our collective sacred presence together, there's such a wide range of feeling that is being accessed at this moment by the heart. And for me personally, one of the ways that my feeling nature is moving at this moment is in response to the apparent loss of my godmother, Melody Bernstein. She passed away last night. And Melody was a spiritual mentor to me throughout my life. She knew my mother before I was born and was a great spiritual mentor to me. Most notably, the first time she gave me divine light attunement was when I was 7 years old. And it just set my soul evolution into a trajectory where I just had to know how to do that. I couldn't not know how to do that, because in the presence of another human being, being in our divinity together, I could, even as a seven-year-old with everything that needed to be healed in that child, but I could know the presence of God just by being together with this person. And I had to know how to do that. So in honoring of the drum and the way that it navigates through us, doesn't it happen that way, that we are opened up by the experience of the divine that we have access to because we are together? And in that togetherness and in all of this deep feeling that we're having, I'm experiencing great freedom in the knowing of the simple discernment of what is it that of feeling that is coming from divine source, and what is it a feeling that is coming from the field. And the field includes all the ranges of personal emotions that I'm experiencing at this moment, and that are being felt collectively in our field that we are sharing. So there's the saying, know thyself. And to know what is of divine source in feeling, and to know what is of self and what is of the field in feeling, is such a very simple discernment to discern between those two things. But just as Rachel was saying, that how our willingness to be with all of these different feelings activates the field, it opens the doors. Each one of our feelings is a door. And on, you know, if we put it simplistically in the way that we're thinking of feeling, every feeling opens a door, and it's either to our divine source or it's to our field. And so I'm just really powerfully feeling into that together with you tonight, very tenderly, and knowing that there's a lot moving for a lot of us in these ways, and just really feeling the deep love and the purification of the heart that's possible for us as we, I'll just use David's words again, as we take the courageous act of exposing this innermost heart to the master drummer. And just by coming into a really simple discernment of, okay, this is the field. Okay, this feeling that I'm having is the field, including my own capacities, my own heart and mind. And the one who is knowing that is the highest love. The one who's listening to that is the highest love. I can feel the warmth in the field as we gently recognize that. So in this warmth that we're experiencing at the level of the heart, I'd like to introduce a prompt for discussion. We're going to have 10 minutes in a small group of twos or threes. And just consider this question. See if this question resonates with you on some level, and see if there are some words that want to be shared and spoken about that. So just each of you share the time evenly as much as possible in 10 minutes. And the question is, what greater spiritual gifts, what greater knowing, what greater guidance or understanding do I gain access to now as I allow the rhythm of highest love to move through my heart and our collective hearts? I'll read it again. It'll be in the chat. Don't worry too much. But what greater gifts, what greater knowing, what greater guidance or understanding do I gain access to now as I allow the rhythm of highest love to move through my heart and our collective hearts? Okay, so just breathe into that for a moment as we get shifted around into small groups. And we'll be there for 10 minutes. Welcome back. I hope that was a wonderfully generative time together. I know our group went through the full gambit of tears and laughter. So thank you, Marilyn. That was a beautiful time. So love to invite each one of you, as you feel called, to bring in this wonderful, heartfelt wisdom and love into our container. So welcome.
Orin, I'd like to follow up on something Rachel shared with us. So it was the thing of being willing to feel your feelings. And I want to bring a more nuanced consideration to this. So in a paper some of us read for the upcoming service council, Urana compared feelings, or at least some feelings, to a cactus patch. And he said, you know, if you saw a cactus patch up on the ridge, you wouldn't jump into it. And seemingly that contradicts what Rachel's saying. But I don't think it does actually. I think there's wisdom of navigating such things. Like, there is a way that people do jump into their feelings and it just devastates them. And I guess the other extreme is to avoid them. Like, you're just not going to feel it. And then you just live this confined life. So I think we are speaking about feelings that relate to what's in our morphic field, or in the pneumoplasm, if you will. So there's something about feeling it enough to be in touch with it, but not like severing your divine connection and just jumping into it. I think there's a mastery of learning to feel the thing, not avoid it, whether you conceive it to be, you know, in somebody else or in the larger collective field or in your own immediate field as a human being, wherever you perceive it to be, to feel it enough to acknowledge it, and then with your divine connection, or with that divine connection and the drumbeat moving through you, oh, you're gonna move through that feeling experience, and then with the power of spirit, move out into that field, whether it's in your own, you know, heart and soul immediately, or with a friend, or in the field of community or co-creation. What I'm getting to is there's a truth to this here, which I think we're in the process of discovering. The answer isn't simple, you might say, and there's a mastery involved in it all that leads to victory. And it neither has us kind of cold and hard and shut off, nor does it have us, you know, in constant emotional drama. There's a path here, which I think we've all got, you know, touched somewhat, and yet maybe together we'll discover more and more enlightened ways to navigate through this, and then be masterful together. And it's my perception, and maybe yours too, that we have a lot of wonder in front of us in this area. So I'll just leave it at that.
David, an example of that that came to me during the breakout group was being in Yellowstone Park. If you just let yourself go and go wildly into the park and step off the path, you're liable to step into boiling water. All around, stay on the path. If you count your safety valuable, but the path in those terms, in terms of our spiritual experience, is not maybe so evident. You don't look down at your feet and see where you are walking. But it is very evident if one is open in spirit to what is coming from above.
You mentioned, David, spiritual expression of light relative to the field and emotions. And it's interesting that I can remember Bill Bayen teaching us about attitudes, changing attitudes. I can remember all the basic things we went through at different times about understanding being true to something higher and expressing it in a new way. I think in these days that we can venture forth so much more. And I think it's part of it is this increase of pneumoplasm or quality and richness of substance that we know collectively. We're not going to fall off a cliff because we've taken interest in discovering more about even what seems to be distorted emotions or whatever. We're discovering, we have a trust of radiance and victory to discover something new and how to let this all clear out and something new appear where there's been the lack of real radiance and excitement and joy. And so I think we're being set free to a higher level of function individually as well as collectively because of this increased radiance together. We love one another, we share this field, and the drummer is drumming. This spiritual expression is coming through us, and it's so much easier to be familiar with that and to love that and to let what needs to, I mean, if I feel something in my emotions that seems distorted, I can love my own emotions and I can realize that's service to the whole field. I don't have to sort of become ashamed of it or cover it over and say, I'll work with this later.
Thank you, Bob. I love the way we're considering the fact of not avoiding the fact that we're feeling things, but never losing connection to the basic rhythm of the larger drummer or the master drummer. I've done a lot of, as many of us probably have, exercises or emotional work or assisted people in processes where the important thing is to keep a connection to the master drummer so that the emotion doesn't take you into a black hole and you're just filled with the feeling with no connection to truth. I've told stories about, I have friends who decided they were just going to spew whatever they were feeling, or they were going to live in this. It's important to go deep and feel it and get big with the feeling. And so I decided, well, I'm going to try that. And I would just do it for a little while. And I feel like, I just feel exhausted. I don't feel like I've achieved anything except I've cried and I feel beaten up. And it's like, well, I guess that's just not for me. But then I would feel guilty. Well, maybe I'm not doing it right. So I would try it again. But the ultimate thing was to feel it in the midst of your own divinity, in the midst of my divinity, in the midst of the truth of who I am. It doesn't take over. It doesn't own me, but it also doesn't get denied. And it also lets me use the power of whatever it is for good purpose, my own as well as the world I'm responsible for.
Well, just like we are saying about feelings, we know we have five senses, which have been taught in the biology, other things in the academic fields. But we have known that we have seven senses, which are the other senses, which the spiritual sense can handle your feelings. And I think that is what we are doing here, to awaken that other powerful sense, which is spiritual, to be able to handle those feelings. Because if you do not feel, you are dead. Only dead people who do not have feelings. And we are not dead yet. But as far as everybody is saying, that powerful aspect of you, which calls you back to think in a higher dimension, then your feelings can control you. They can, but they will not be able to take you like the craziness we see in the world now, in politics, in economics, and the other things. So we thank God that here, well, as David normally says, the higher love and the source, the master drummer, that it reminds us to be in that holy place. Thank you.
Thank you, Samuel. Good to be in the holy place together with you all. And I'd like to come into a time now where we are doing this as a direct exercise of attunement. So let us come into our center. Let us come into our hearts. Let us take a nice big breath together. Really breathe into the space of our hearts, allowing the breath to be full of the life of love and the life of spirit, the life of truth. Every one of those breaths deeply entering the innermost heart. Knowing that this is a place of power. Knowing that this is a place where what we are feeling and what we are experiencing is our opportunity at this moment to evolve the spiritual DNA of all humanity, to evolve the morphic field. Every one of those innermost movements of the heart that are touched by the breath of life and of spirit in this moment are a doorway to activation. Now let us turn our palms up or hold our palms outward at the heart level. Nice big breath and unified radiation, connecting through the earth grid, connecting through our fingertips, through the field, through every micro sensation of feeling in this moment. Sending through each one of those micro movements of the innermost heart, the united current of love that we are and that we share. Blessing this world, unfolding this timeline, unfolding our friends and our families, our communities, our nations, and all beings. That all may know love and all may live the highest love in each moment. Feeling the fullness and the openness of the heart, relaxing the diaphragm, relaxing the shoulders, allowing this current to move fully through the heart, through the palms, through the crown, through the forehead, through the feet. Let this current of love be the life that is known. Let this current of love be the breath that is known. Let this current of love be the words that we share in everything that we do and everything that we are. I offer so much gratitude for this time together. If we like, we can open our eyes and place our hands together in a gesture of prayerfulness at the heart and a greeting of love to one another. You can offer maybe a slight bow or something and really give honor to this divine presence that we are and that we are sharing together. This is a really precious time. So thank you, each one.
Thank you, Oren.
Thank you, Oren.
Good night. Thank you, Oren.
Thanks, Oren. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Oren.
Thank you.
I agree, Samuel. Wow.
That's my friend Oren. What I mean?